Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Vice President Kamala Harris has called the organizations that smuggle foreign nationals into and within the United States predatory actors. She deplored their use of extortion and disregard for the safety of the migrants they exploit. We must attack every aspect of their business and ensure swift and severe accountability for these actions, and that is the work that our administration has been doing, she said. Such work was on display January 4th, when the U.S. Justice Department announced that a Texas woman pleaded guilty for her role in a massive human smuggling operation. In a statement, the Justice Department said that Irminia Serrano Piedra, also known as Irma and Boss Lady, led an organization that facilitated the unlawful transportation and movement of hundreds of migrants within the United States and harbored and concealed the migrants from detection by law enforcement authorities. The migrants were citizens of Mexico, Guatemala, and Colombia. The typical fee paid to the organization by the migrants or their families was $8,000. The methods used by the organization to transport migrants placed their lives in danger, as they were frequently held in confined spaces with little ventilation that became overheated, and they were driven at high speeds with no vehicle safety devices, the Justice Department said. Members of the organization commonly referred to the migrants as boxes, packages, or pieces. Piedra acknowledged she made substantial money from her involvement in human smuggling, and that she had been doing it, and that she had been doing it for a lifetime. Piedra is scheduled to be sentenced in April and faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. In addition, she has forfeited two properties with current estimated values of $2,275,000 and $550,000 that were purchased with the illicit proceeds of human smuggling, as well as a money judgment of over $942,000. The Justice Department also announced the guilty pleas of 10 other defendants who previously pleaded guilty for their involvement in the scheme. The indictments and convictions are the result of the coordinated efforts of Joint Task Force Alpha, or JTFA, created in June 2021 by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in partnership with the Department of Homeland Security. To date, the JTFA's work has resulted in over 250 domestic and international arrests of leaders, organizers, and significant facilitators of human smuggling. The United States will continue to hold such predatory actors accountable.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.